Blog Talk Radio.
On nights when Dad works late, we'll treat ourselves a bit. At Olive Garden.
Ooh, breadsticks.
It's a chance for us to catch up.
So is Donna still in the picture?
Maybe. Enjoy Olive Garden's new chicken crostata, grilled marinated chicken breast with our tomato Alfredo sauce. Or new steak crostata, grilled steak medallions with a four cheese sauce. Both with crispy Asiago cheese crostatas and unlimited salad and breadsticks.
So is this serious?
Yeah, this is seriously good.
Oh.
Olive Garden, when you're here.
White liberals who have posed as our friends, white liberals who have been eager to point out what the white man in the South has been doing to us, while they themselves here in the North are doing the same thing. They have been making a great fuss over the South, only to blind us to what is happening here in the North. And now that the eyes of America's 20 million blacks can easily see that this white fox here in the North is even more cruel and vicious than the white wolf in the South. The southern wolves always let you know where you stand. But these northern foxes pose as white liberals. They pose as your friend, pose as your benefactor, pose as your employer. They pose as your landlord. They pose as the neighborhood merchant. They pose as your lawyer trying to help you. They infiltrate all your organizations. And in this manner, by joining you, they strangle your militant efforts toward freedom, toward justice, and toward equality. They use integration for infiltration. Throughout America, here in the North as well as the South, masses of black people are demonstrating against the oppression and exploitation of the white man. Our people have lost all fear of the white man. They have ceased trying to waste their love on the white man. And they have ceased turning their nonviolent cheek to the violent white man. And because of this new, fearless, more militant attitude on the part of our people, we see the increase of violence and bloodshed between the white oppressor and the oppressed, between the white exploiter and the exploited, between the white slave master and his 20 million ex-slaves. And where will all of this end?
Peace and blessings. We are now on Sister Betsy's front porch out of Lagos, Nigeria. My show is a tribute to Malcolm X, a celebration of my 65th birthday, a celebration of 3 years on the podcast. You're on with WW Blog Talk Radio out of Lagos, Nigeria. Dial 516-453-9133. And press 1 to talk to me. Also, this is a Damon Network. Also, this is from WW Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I will give you my first poem for this evening, and then I would like to speak about Malcolm X. I'm not a Negro. I'm bigger. Without me, you couldn't be able to wash your ass. I am an inventor, an astrologer. I'm a judge for crimes. I'm a soldier for your wars. I'm a teacher to teach your children. I'm a lawyer to help you not go to prison. Or I can help you to go to prison. I'm not no more your swinging fruit that you continuously put in a noose. I'm a king to lead you. I'm a queen to mold you. I'm a warrior in my own right, my seed you're afraid of day and night. That's why you use your poison medicine to deceive us. I've been here for thousands of years. You have no past. That's why you stole our story to make yourself worthy. But your hearts are so murky. trace my lineage, you'll find I was the real image. Destroy, that's your power, to the earth. Sticking to your hate, claiming you're the superior race. No more slavery, because my ancestors gave their blood and they paid heavenly. I say go back to where you came from, because I'm beating the drum. I will die before I let you have me for a slave. You hate me, but I hate you for what you do. Our blood is being shed like a mighty blood well. We become like you, violent to our own kind. And you like that unclean swine, don't you? You say we were a curse, but when you stole us, you became that curse. Our own children won't listen because of tainted smoke to put them in a hearse. This world you took from us, you crook. Mother Earth will never yield because you made an error when you made the devil's deal. You are the tear and we are the wheat. I won't ever be your nigger. Listen to my word, because it's a treat. You hear me? I won't ever be your nigger. Now, I'm going to talk about Malcolm X. He's my hero. I'm also born the same day, May 19th. So I'm going to tell you about this man. Malcolm Little, better known as Malcolm X, 1925. He was born May 19th, 1925. A gangster, a preacher, a revolutionary, black people. His parents was called Earl and Louise Little. His home was burned down when he was only 4 years old. His family was part of the Marcus Garvey movement. Many young people, you need to study about the Marcus Garvey movement. Because this story tells you about a man that went and got a large boat to take us all back to Africa. At first they said yes, but then they changed their mind. They didn't want to let us go. His family was part of the Marcus Garvey movement. Family was harassed by the Ku Klux Klan. His family moved to Michigan where they were harassed by another offshoot of the Ku Klux Klan. He was an extraordinary man. His father died when he was 6 years old from what they call a railroad cross accident. Most likely, he was killed by white supremacists. When he was 13, his mother was committed to a mental institution. The children were split up and sent to different foster homes. He dropped out of school because of his white teacher's comment of who he could or who he could not be as a black man. Then he moved to Harlem at the age of 18, where he became involved in criminal activity. By the age of 21, he'd ended up in prison where he'd began to study and to become a follower of Elijah Muhammad. Later on, he began to speak for the Muslim nation. He so began to have disagreements with those of hierarchy in the Muslim religion. He began to have more harassment. As the years go by, his speaking got attention all over the world, and the FBI was tracking him and followed. He was followed by the media. then as they did in Cointrefo, there his own people began to work against him. And some of his own brothers helped plot to bring him down by death. He was always under surveillance. He was infiltrated by his own people that helped to take him from this earth. His brothers didn't like the attention he was getting. This came from this life he had was traumatic as he became a speaker of the world. So he was shot February 21st, 1965. And from what I've learned, he was shot over 21 times. Brothers and sisters, that's some serious hate for your own kind to take you out when you're trying to help the world. They shot him 21 times. That's the kind of hate we have today in our community. Now, I will continue with what I have to say today. I want to compare this to condition we are in today. I have a scripture where I call the Bible the Bible. And I want to reveal to you the same thing that is being done yesterday is still being done today. Now, in John 8:37, excuse me, it says, I know you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because of my words, because my words have no place in you. Do you hear that? I know you are of Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my words have no place in you. This comes from a wicked mind that wants to kill you because of your word. And for those that are speaking out there in the world, you have a light that they want to extinguish. But you must stay strong and give that light to heal the world. The next one, now that scripture was from Yahshua at that time. Many people call him as Jesus. He was letting them know what their intentions were. So now I have another one in Matthew 23:31-34. I want you to listen to this very well of the deeds of the wicked. Wherefore you be witnesses unto yourselves that we are the children of them which kill the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how you escape the damnation of hell. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. And some of them you shall kill and destroy are crucified. And some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city. Did you hear that? They were being killed and persecuted from city to city. Just like the COINTELPRO. All the people that spoke against this wicked system, they took them out. Ye shall be scourged in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, Then the scripture goes on to call the names of those that were killed. And last of all, the things that has been done to the innocent, their blood shall come upon you. Do you know that a curse upon you for the wicked that you do to the plane of this existence, to the people on this earth? Do you know that there's a curse on you for your evil ways, for you tearing down innocent blood? You talk about us being cursed. You are cursed for the wicked deeds you do, for you shooting innocent people's blood, for you killing innocent people for their word. Now, I want to talk to you about some things that we have created as people. Because many people around the world that are racist, they want to portray to us that we are not anything. They portray hate towards us because they tell us we didn't do anything. We didn't create anything. And everything that we have created on this planet to help mankind, what have they done? They have taken the inventions that we have made and turned them against the world. So I'm going to give you a list of things that we have created, indigenous people around the world. We created the electric lamp, the umbrella, the remote control, blood plasma, the surgery for heart transplants, automatic fishing devices, the horseshoe, the mailbox, pencil sharpener, the apparatus for heating and cooling, and the traffic light that we often cross the street for. Baby stroller, fire extinguisher, washing machine, clothes dryer, corn changer, guitar, insect destroyer, folding chairs, helicopter, gas mask, brake apparatus. Now, we all know of Washington Carver. Let me explain a small story about Washington Carver. The military came to Washington Carver for him to create something that they could get plastic, glue, and ink from. And guess what he gave them? The soybean that is put in our food today, that is given to your baby. This came from Washington Carver. Soybean is what he gave to them to make plastic. This is why I said we take everything and we invent things for good and they turn it into something evil. So now all your babies, your baby boys, are getting soy, which is making them female and making the animals turn from male to female. Soy. This is a spiritual war. We have a war on us, a spiritual war, a religious war, a scientific war, a biological war, a social war, an emotional war, an educational war, an extermination war, and a sterilization war. Now, we have another recording of Malcolm X.
as it was mentioned in the last rally, the only provider many of our children know is the white welfare agent or the white social worker. And because of this, many of our children mistake the white welfare agent or the white social worker as their father. And sometimes they're right. You see all these little half-white babies running around in the community. They're not that way because you and I want them to be that way. The white man rapes and ravishes and takes advantage of our women. He'll take your little sister. Yes, he will. Your little baby sister is the potential bait for every white man in Harlem. Your little daughter, your mother, your wife. Ask them sometimes. Every time they walk past the white man, he hits on them. He thinks that they're animals that he can abuse at will. This is where you get all these little half-white babies running around the street. None of them know who their daddy is. And all of them think that the white man is their daddy. And I say, as I said, most of them are right. And if you and I, if we don't wake up and keep that white man away from our women, our race will really be destroyed. Keep that white man's claws off our women. Make him know that's the best way. Yes. I never would stand up to an audience as large as this and fail to warn you of the importance of protecting your own woman. You can't go in a white neighborhood and get a white woman. You can't get the white man's daughter in his neighborhood. You can't get his wife or his mother or his sister in his neighborhood. Then why should you let him walk around here in your neighborhood with your wife and your mother and your daughter and your sister? If you do it to him, he'll bust your head. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Remember that. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Let him know that the price he'll have to pay when he pats your woman is either the loss of his hand or the loss of his arm or the loss of his head.
Peace and blessings, I'm back. I'm going to continue with the list that I have on the invention. Railroad electric switch, the printing press, the nailing machine, the message of electricity, life-saving apparatus, the bicycle carrier, parcel carrier, biscuit cutter, circuit electric, brush, the wagon, caps for the bottle. George Carver, invention. He invented shampoo, vinegar, peanut butter, cocoa, buttermilk, paint, and many more inventions came from George Washington Carver. You need to study the life of George Washington Carver, because when he was a child, the people that adopted him, the Caucasians that adopted him, cut his penis off. Did you know that? But he still grew up to be a great man, a great black brother. Industrial telegram system, cash registers, automatic car railway, automatic air brakes, the almanac. And Nigerian brother invented the computer. Ah, the guided missile system. A brother created a patent for the guided missile system. So you understand what I'm saying to you? Everything that we have created on this planet has been turned against the planet. That's a good example. Right now in Israel, they're shooting missiles. Recently, China shot a missile. another invention, the super soaker, water pistol, smoke detector. The smoke detector that we all have in our homes to stop us from burning up as we sleep. Yes, a black man invented that. Parachute deployer, where the military jump out of the planes and other people jump out of planes in the wars. A brother committed that. Also, the same shield that the law enforcement uses to shield themselves was invented by a black man. The composition for cleaning carpets, the airplane propeller, the machine to sew shoes. It's so many things that indigenous people have created around this world. But yet and still, they tell us we're nothing. They tell other races around the world we are nothing. We're nothing but monkeys. We don't have no brains. If you go back and you study, you can see what we created. Why do you think they're still digging in Kemet or Egypt? Taking the spirit of a people, digging the mummies up, digging the things up that will give them power against you, Akubalan, Africa. Digging up the souls, spirits of our people to study and destroy you, your DNA, your genetic makeup. They've been studying you for a long time. Now, I just found out on Instagram, there's this doctor called Rima. She was talking to Jesse Ventura, and I've been warning you about the vaccine. She gave a patent number for a sterilization method. Now they have started vaccinating your children. You don't realize it to sterilize them. This woman, this doctor, I believe may be a scientist, she said that in 2 to 3 years, most of you will die. So you wouldn't listen to me. But now you are allowing your children to be sterilized with squalene. This is what this woman said. Because you don't want to look for no information. You don't want to question anything. You do not want to question anything. You just want to listen and obey like a slave. Well, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be a slave. It ain't happening. Now, I want to also speak to you about another force. If you do not know what a Jesuit is, it's time for you to find out what a Jesuit is. This is a secret order that is around the world causing havoc on the world. Yes, it's other organizations, but this organization is an assassin. Let me read to you what the American Heritage Dictionary calls a Jesuit: a member of the Society of Jesus, a Roman Catholic order founded by Saint Ignatius Loyola in 1531. One given to subtle causatry. That means they're sneaky. They create problems. And they're sneaky on how they affect the problem. Now, I'd like to read to you a letter from Abraham Lincoln. As we know, President Kennedy got shot in the head. President Lincoln got shot in the head. Martin Luther King, they killed him. And I read to you earlier, it's because of the words that we speak, that they do not want us to awaken the world against the wicked forces. So let me read to you what Abraham Lincoln said. The Protestants of both the North and the South would surely unite to exterminate the priests and the Jesuits if they could learn how the priests, the nuns, and the monks, which daily land on our shores under the pretext of preaching their religion, are nothing else but the emissaries of the Pope, of Napoleon III, and the other despots of Europe to undermine our institution, alienate the hearts of our people from our constitution and our laws, destroy schools, and prepare a reign of anarchy here as they have done in Ireland, in Mexico, in Spain, and wherever any people who want to be free. I am so glad to meet you again, he said. You see that your friends, the Jesuits, have not yet killed me, but they would have surely done it when I passed through their most devoted city, Baltimore. Had I not defeated their plans by passing incognito a few hours before they expected me? New projects of assassination are detected almost every day, accompanied with such savage circumstances that they bring to my memory the massacre of St. Bartholomew, and the gunpowder plot. We feel at their investigation that they come from the same masters in the art of murder, the Jesuits. The art of murder. So many plots have already been made against my life that it is a real miracle that they have all failed. When we consider that the great majority of them were in the hands of skillful Roman murderers, evidently trained by the Jesuits. This was said, Chinique, Chinique, in 1968, page 493, 501, and 506. So Abraham knew that these societies was planning on killing him. He wrote a letter to another politician that was his friend. This secret order is still very much alive. This secret order sends people in your community, in your neighborhood. They have oaths that they have taken by blood to destroy those that they call the enemy. And they have not forgotten you, Protestants. They are still mobilizing to destroy you, Protestants. They never forgot. You think because they gave you an apology that they're not still doing their dirty work? They're in every government, every system around the world. If you don't know about them, time, you need to study every information that you got. And one thing else, why does the church have two popes? Did you know that they had two popes? One pope dressed in white. The other pope is dressed in black. And he is a general. He's over an army of people. It's time for you to know the truth. It's time for you to research this. Because your enemies are growing closer and closer. Brother, we have another installment of my brother, Malcolm X.
We want an immediate end to the police brutality and mob attacks against the so-called Negroes throughout the United States. We believe that the federal government should intercede to see that black men and women tried in white courts receive justice in accordance with the law of the land, or allow us to build a new nation for ourselves dedicated to justice, freedom, and liberty. We do not believe that after 400 years of free labor, sweat, and blood, which has helped America become rich and powerful, that so many thousands of black people should have to exist on relief, charity, or live in poorhouses. We want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation as long as our people, as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land. And this is a fact. Why should you be taxed when you don't get anything in return? How can you be charged the same tax as the white man when you don't enjoy the same rights as the white man, or the same citizenship as the white man, or the same protection by the law as the white man? What do you look like riding in the coach on the train, second class, and paying full Pullman fare? Why, the conductor is out of his mind to make you pay as much as in the coach as they're paying in the college parlor car. So if you don't pay first-class passage for a second-class seat, you have no business in a government as a second-class citizen paying first-class taxes. The government of the United States should exempt our people from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the laws of the land. We believe that intermarriage or race mixing should be prohibited, and it should. We are against intermarriage. We don't want to see any black man with any white woman, and no white man with a black woman. Let the white man have his white woman, and let the black man have his black woman. And when you find these black women running around here, sneaking around with white men, catch them, straighten her out. I should say straighten her up and straighten him out.
Okay, I'm back. I have another poem for you. It's called The Tree. There's a tree that was planted that held so many branches, but that tree was a bad energy. It claimed that it would save all the other branches. The ultimate tree, it lied to the branches, causing other trees to wither, almost to decay to this day. This tree was a church. Instead of healing, it hurt. They said that you are mine, not the creator. The branches believed the tree, not knowing he was a liar. And in that tree's trunk was maggots and flies and all kind of insect spies, to the point that everything it touched, it destroyed many souls that became locked. The tree said, all of you came from me. I'm the ultimate tree. You must follow me. As the branches followed, the branches became hollow. And because of the tree's lies, the branches withered as they believed the tree's lies and their music cried. So as you can see, many branches died. This story is about a tree that said he was God. And these branches followed his word all around the world. where it came to pass that the tree and all of its branches turned to ashes. This is the judgment for Yahshua's lashes and for the spiritual warfare that the enemy uses to attack us. The wicked tree, don't be blind. See this wicked tree. His plot is to destroy the wheat. No. Excuse me. I have another statement that I would also like to say. Your neighbors, your adopted children, their goal is to control the world as Emperor Asisa. Right now, they are planning for the world's demise, and especially the United States. If you don't know who and where they are in your city, you better find out immediately. Because your families are in danger. They control the media and its narrative. The beast is the number of a man. You will own nothing or have no liberty. And if you don't succumb to their will of the worship of the beast, man, you shall all fall. My life means nothing to me now, but I know what's coming to you because I've spoken this to you. I'm not afraid to leave you, but you will know that I gave my life for you. Caller number one, peace and blessings.
Hey, Sister Bessie.
Hi, brother. How are you? Who am I speaking with? Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm hanging in. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. You know I got to speak my truth.
Hey, listen. Somebody got to do it.
Yes.
I'm the number one fan. So I'm just sitting here, you know, I get education. I'm sitting here listening, shut my mouth and doing a lot of listening in the night, you know?
Oh, thank you. So what do you think about anything else?
Everything is you're on point. I mean, you're very informed, especially what you just the last statement you just now said about, you know, I'm going to break it down. Someone, you know, these people run, we all run to the hills and all cuddle up in our nice little nest next to, you could be living next to the Proud Boys and you don't even know it.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? When you said that, it clicked on me like bling. Yeah, she's right.
Yes.
We're under attack.
That's
and
why,
you know.
Yes, that's why they are calling it gentrification. They're slowly moving in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we can't.
Yeah, very good.
We can't see it. Thank
yeah,
you for your support.
Oh, I'm always here for you. I just wanted to, you know, I'm a little bit more quiet and reserved. It's your show. It's your time. So I what you just now said, you know, really resonated with me. Like, I'm like, wow, because I was thinking about my brother. He lived out there, you know, next to them people. And, you know,
yes.
During the election, there was a whole bunch of Trump signs around his house. You know, not his house per se, but in his community, in his cul-de-sac. So I'll be very concerned about him. I always check and see how he's doing out there because, you know, they're going to start, you know, when they get goofy, they're going to start out there. They're going to eradicate you immediately out there.
Exactly, yes. So we have to be prepared as a people. And I thank you, my brother. You know I love you, Derek.
I love you, too.
All right. Peace, brother. Thank you for your support. Caller number two.
Good evening. Peace and blessings, Sister Bessie.
Hi. Peace and blessings, my sister. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lena Blue.
Hey, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to hear you. And I just wanted to call in and first say happy birthday. So happy birthday to you. And I just want to also thank you for speaking those words of power that you spoke to us tonight. And you brought so much into our awareness. So we just constantly give you thanks for that. We need to know this information. And, you know, I think the brother mentioned him living, his brother lives next to the people. Well, I live next to the people, too. And I want to say, they holding, we holding. What's up?
Yeah.
You know, this is not the time when we didn't have means to fight back. This is not those days. So I'm ex-military, and I'm holding. What's up? So I'm just saying, like, we need to protect ourselves, be aware, and just keep it moving, and keep moving with love.
Yes.
That's all I want to say tonight, and I thank you again.
Okay. I love you, my sister. Peace and blessings to you. And thank you for your support.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Okay. I have another statement to read to you. The Inquisition, where the church murdered over 150 million people, they have not forgotten what they did. They still been plotting against you. You know, a liar can always seem like they're not going to do anything. They're like the serpent. They sneak upon you. Don't underestimate anyone. You hear me, world? When it comes to your land, the things that you have, I'm talking to you at Kubaland. They want to come in and take everything from you, Africa. Pay attention to the red dragon that is on your shores that just gave you $2 million to create a vaccine. Watch that dragon, the red dragon. You understand me? They have not forgotten to destroy you Protestants. They have sent out an army of soldiers called the Jesuits. There are two popes. One is in white. The other is in black. He is the Jesuit general. He wears black. And he was an army. He has an army on the face of this earth. They work together to destroy you. The world is in danger. They have infiltrated all religions, governments, corporations, facets of life. They do exist as your politicians, as your policeman, as your military soldier, as your carpenter, as your next door neighbor, your bus driver, your teachers of your colleges, your garbage man. This is what the President John Adams wrote. And my history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supposed by unquestionable authorities is very particular and very horrible. Their restoration is indeed a step towards darkness, cruelty, perfidy, disposition, death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who will merit eternal damnation on the earth and in hell, it is the Society of Loyola. J.E.C. Shepherd, the Barrington Plot. That's the name of the book it came from. Toronto, Canada, Winnenberg, published 1987. Your President, John Adams. So President Abraham Lincoln tried to warn us, and President John Adams tried to warn us about the secret society that wants to take over the world, that are really the Caesars. Malcolm X, next again.
We believe this is the time in history for the separation of the so-called Negroes and the so-called white Americans. We believe the black man should be free in name as well as in fact. By this we mean that we should be freed from the names imposed upon us by our former slave master. Murphy is not your name. Jackson is not your name. Smith is not your name. Bunch is not your name. Powell is not your name. That's the white man's name. Those names go with blue-eyed people. Those names go with blonde-haired people. Those names are not for black people. Your names come from the East. You came from the East. You should have some good names, some holy names, some names that don't connect you with the white man, but names that connect you with God. Not names that connect you with the devil, but names that connect you with God. Like Hassan, Sharif, Rahman, Rahim, Hussan, Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Nyerere. Good names. Those names give you honor. When you walk around here saying your name is Murphy and Johnson and Jackson and that kind of crap, why, you don't do nothing but honor the white man. You let the world know who owns your grandfather. When you say it's Smith, that means some old white man named Smith owned your grandfather. And that's where you got your name. Names which identified him as being the slave master's slave. We believe that if we are free indeed, we should go in our own people's names, the black people of the earth. We believe in justice for all, whether in God or not. We believe as others that we are due equal justice as human beings. We believe in equality as a nation of equals. We do not believe that we are equal with our slave masters in the status of free slaves. What that means, you and I can't walk around here saying we're equal to the white man. White man got all the factories, got all the stores, all the businesses, all the schools, and you're going to tell us we're equal with them? No, we're not equal until we make ourselves equal. We're not equal until we have what he has, until we have for ourselves what he has for himself. When he runs up his flag, we need a flag that we can run. When he breaks out his army, we need our army. He come up with his navy, we need our navy. He have his air force, we need our air force. He have his bullets, we need our bullets. Then when we got the same thing that he has, we're equal. But as long as we're begging him for what he has, we're not equal to him. We recognize and respect American citizens as independent people, and we respect their laws which govern the nation. And is it true? We don't love any white man, but we respect his law. We obey his law. You won't find us pretending to love them. They're not worthy of our love. But we respect their law. We respect their flag. We respect their government. We don't believe in it, but we respect it. We respect authority. We respect those who have positions of authority. But that doesn't mean we have to love those people or like those people or trust those people. They are not worthy of our trust, and they are not worthy of our love, and they won't get our love. The offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive the black people into believing that their 400-year-old open enemy of freedom, justice, and equality all of a sudden are their friends. Furthermore, we believe that such deception is intended to prevent black people from realizing that the time in history has arrived for the separation from the white people of this nation. If the white people are truthful about their professed friendship toward the so-called Negro, they can prove it by dividing up America with their slaves. We do not believe that America will ever be able to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed white people, in addition to jobs for the 20 million black people.
All right, brothers and sisters, that brother was so powerful. For him to come from where he came and be able to speak to the world. And my story is almost similar. I'm able to speak to the world. You may not always agree with what I say, but I'm still going to speak no matter what. There are those who have attacked my life. They have done things to me because of my words, because of the words I speak. But these words don't always come from me. They come from my ancestors. They come from the Creator above to warn you. But yet you want to kill me. You want to do things in my neighborhood. You want to spy on me. You want to follow me. You even tried to hit me with your car. So, let me finish what I'm about to say. Psychologically, a psychology of rape. The fact white men could profit from raping their female slaves does not mean that their motive was economic. The rape of slave women by their masters was primarily a weapon of terror that reinforced white domination over their human property. Rape was an act of physical violence designed to stifle black women's will to resist and to remind them of their servitude status. Who was being raped? Black women at a high rate by their slave masters. 600,000 mixed children and may have been born during slavery. Rape was a corporation to the slave, to the white slave master. Racist men, racist women can't feel what they've done to black people because that black people are less, they think that we are less than a dog that they love so much. A dog is better treated than a human being because they feel there's no value in us. Norm Stanford, look up what he said, why the white police are afraid of the black man. In his statement, he said, the bigger, the blacker the black man is, he's a threat. He told the truth about law enforcement, and it put his life in jeopardy. The black man has a bullseye on him because he is black. The black woman has a bullseye. Now our children have a bullseye on them. There has not been a time in 600 years that black people has not been attacked by a racist system. If our own vice president said there is no racism in this country, she's delusional. They hold the world. The world knows that this is a racist country. And the Caucasians has taught the rest of the non-black world to be racist. You even got mixed race people saying the same thing. Because you identified yourself as white. And don't identify yourself with the black blood that's in you. That came from Francis Welsh, who taught the meaning of racism. I hope that you paid attention to everything that I said. I'm attacked because of what I speak and how I speak it. But I'm okay with it. I'm supposed to give you this information so you can think. It is now Ngozi time.
Well, Sister Betsy, I want to thank you tonight for what you did tonight in expounding upon just what goes on in the world, and, you know, and our brother, Elhaj Malik El Shabazz, whose birthday was the 19th of May. Of course, the show fell on, you know, Sister Bessie's front porch show, and we're real proud of her and what she does on a constant basis. All callers that called in, sorry. Give us Sister Bessie next time in the month if you want to talk to her. And also, hey, you might want to listen to the whole show. So I want to thank all the callers that called in tonight all around the world. And we want to thank Sister Bessie for what she does for us on a constant basis. And tomorrow night on these stations, we're going right back with the man that was on earlier, the coach Derek Gibson and Huddle Sports Nation, right here on these ONE stations, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. We want to thank all of our interns, Jarek Thomas. We also want to thank Chef Yosef and his ascension to host here at ONE Dynasty, and our brand new host, Offset Atun Ray. We want to thank her as well. So outstanding interns coming in and doing their thing right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, you know, on Sunday night we have Chinchilla Jonithia and News Forum. And she gets a chance to interview Councilman Kenyatta Johnson of Philadelphia and talk about the black-on-black situation of crime and violence in the city of Philadelphia. And, you know, is there a solution? Well, we'll find out on News Forum. But tomorrow night will be Huddle Sports Station right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Ola Deli and Girls Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainmentatwordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Time on at damon.com. We're in Gozy Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Gozy at Periscope Plus. Ola Deli and Ola Deli at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Front Porch, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oh, lay, day, lay. Down it goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malaya and Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the 2021 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee, Miss Sister Bessie the Truther. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program, Bessie.
I thank you for listening to me and for a tribute to Malcolm X. Please, brothers and sisters around the world, keep him in your hearts and your minds, because he was a wonderful brother. And many of our people that speak truth are attacked, and they are attacked by their own people in their communities. And I love you, and I hope you, this information, you will research on your own. So I leave you with my love, my peace, and my blessings. Peace and blessings to all of you. Much love. Keep your minds up and study. Peace and blessings.